BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Today, our listener Joe invents a brand new game which everyone can play involving hers! Chris meets Aaron Paul, Jesse from Breaking Bad, and ends up pitching in business ideas, which he then tries to persuade one of the dragons to invest in. Greg's on Real or No Real, and weird stuff that we've requested famous people to do on the show in the past. We found lots of emails. They're just really strange.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Chris.
Hello.
How was your weekend?
It's good, thanks. I attempted a run yesterday.
Yeah, I heard that you're trying to get fit again.
Yeah, but it doesn't really work. Like, if anything, I've just injured myself more.
What have you done?
I can now barely walk.
Oh, my knee.
No, but it is, and that really concerns me, because I thought the point of this running was to try and make you, you know, fitter.
So you've hurt your knee. Oh, is that why you're going, ow, every 5 seconds?
Yeah. Oh. I just need to man up, that's all it is.
Yeah. Because you remember when you joined that gym for a while, and that happened for about 2 weeks?
Yeah.
But you were consistently there.
It could be a new thing that we do, you know, we could go running together.
It's another thing that we haven't done together, isn't it?
Is that a weird... No, that's an acceptable thing to do.
We haven't done... We've never had a spray tan together. We've had massage together. So, I've shaved you before.
Okay, brilliant. You
know, so, spray tan. We haven't eaten Lebanese food together yet. That's something I would like to do.
Do you know what? We've been in water together.
Yes, we have. We've never run together. I'm up for it. I'll be your running partner. I went to the Isle of Man. Stayed in this brilliant place. So, I was in this hotel, which is where I was staying on the Friday night, which is also a club, which is where I was playing on the Friday night, and a casino.
No, all in one.
Yeah, I felt like I was in Las Vegas. And then I woke up on Saturday morning, now I'm clearly in the Isle of Man.
Did you have fun times?
Yeah, it was really good. And then Cookstown, Northern Ireland. Thank you if you came out to that on Saturday night. And then I went to the chart show yesterday because Jamila was poorly. And then I did the Eurovision launch yesterday. So yeah, it's all good. Busy.
Busy weekend.
Do you know what's really missing from my life, though, what I'd really like to see?
What?
I'd like it if there was a selfie with Ellen DeGeneres and loads of other Hollywood stars at the Oscars.
You see,
I'm missing in my life.
I was thinking of doing it for you. Are you saying that's shouldn't
be
done?
Yeah, I'd really like to see it. I just feel that it hasn't been done.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I've just seen that Ellen DeGeneres follows me on Twitter.
No way.
Is that because we look similar? Do you think that's why it is? Like, us Ellen DeGeneres lookalikes have to stick together. Oh, no, she is actual Ellen DeGeneres.
That is cool.
That's cool, isn't it? I mean, she'd never notice me if I tweeted her, but that's, like, when I find out things like that, I get genuinely excited. And thanks for sharing your selfie with everyone, Ellen.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Got to be honest, until last week, I had no idea who Aaron Paul was.
Really?
I said that on The Breakfast Show on Friday. Now I'm fully aware. I don't watch Breaking Bad. It's one of the things on my list of stuff to do.
But you have amazing guests on your show. You have, like, Rihanna, Lady Gaga, people like that, right?
Yeah.
But I'm more starstruck by Aaron Paul than probably anyone else.
But why?
That you've had on.
Grimmy was the same. I heard a lot of The Breakfast Show on Friday morning, fangirling was on.
I think it's just because Breaking Bad, if you've seen Breaking Bad, is a huge thing. Obviously, if you haven't, then you're not going to know about his character on that.
Yeah.
Which you haven't yet, but you will watch Breaking Bad at some point.
I'll get into it. More or less of a hero than Kiefer Sutherland when he came in?
Oh, that's a really tricky one. Or, yeah, oh no, that I don't know actually.
Come on, I mean, it's Jack Bauer.
For me, this guy, Aaron Paul, is a legend. I mean, like, even when I told my mates, like, they couldn't believe that he was coming in. That's how big he is in sort of our world.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people are just stopping what they're doing to hear this next bit of the show today. Reese has been on saying, I love Aaron Paul.
I should apologise then as well, because I've got to admit, I was a bit starstruck throughout this. You weren't there to kind of sort of be professional throughout.
No, I wasn't there to supervise, and that always worries me, because I've not heard what's happened. So you've pitched some business idea to him.
Yeah.
Why would he be interested? He's got a lot on his plate. He's got a new film. He's in Breaking Bad. He doesn't need, right, I hate to say, he probably doesn't need you.
I just thought, you only get these chances once. And he seemed like the kind of guy that might be up for it. So I thought I'd pitch him some business ideas and we'd go
from there.
And also, you weren't there to do the sort of normal chat. And I just didn't thought, even know, do you know what? I've got an opportunity here. Scott won't tell me not to.
I didn't know it was even happening. The first thing I saw was that, like, I know he was on Grimmy's show. The first thing I saw was a picture with you with your thumbs aloft on Twitter. Like, why has he met him? I didn't even know it was happening. Mike's been on saying, I cannot wait for Aaron Paul. Zena says, Aaron Paul, 15 minutes and counting. That was sent 16 minutes ago. So David Guetta and that new one shot me down. And then we'll get into what Chris did with Aaron Paul.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Credited as David Guetta, but I reckon that probably Kathy had more to do with that one. That was Shot Me Down on Radio 1. If you're not aware of Kathy Guetta, David's lovely wife, they're like Ibiza royalty. You'll know, if you've been to Ibiza, you'll know who Kathy Guetta is. I'm obsessed with his wife at the moment. I don't know why. I've got loads of photos on my phone. Do you know, like, sometimes I get obsessed by certain ladies and I don't really know why? Mm. Like when you had to wean me off only looking at photos of Gemma Collins for a bit.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
And Kathy Guetta is my new one.
But Kathy Guetta and David Guetta, they do lots of those kind of coupley photos.
They
together,
do.
Don't they? You know, the ones where you pay in the sort of nude ones.
Yeah, yeah. Bit blue. Weird. Blue for the dads. Kathy and David. And they do sound like people that your mum and dad might have around for dinner. Kathy, you know, David and Kathy are coming around tonight.
But you'd be suspicious of them.
Well, what are you saying, pampas grass?
I'm saying pampas grass, right, okay, and say good. No more. Mm.
So it's 1:45 on BBC Radio 1. Ow!
Oh, not again.
Oh, the comedy chair's back. Why does that happen? Right, good, sorry. I was lowered very much in my seat there, almost below the microphone for a second. I'm back now. Hello.
You don't know much about what I'm about to play.
Got no idea. I know of Aaron Paul, and I don't understand why people on Twitter are going, well, Scott, you've let me down. He's a hero. How have I let you down? Just because I haven't watched a TV show. You should watch it, Scott. I'm disappointed. So loads of people say I'm disappointed. Charlotte. Disappointed, Mills. And Thomas on Twitter.
Disappointed.
Right. Sorry. Sorry you're disappointed in me.
Breaking Bad is huge. And he's got a new film out called Need for Speed. And so I
Why has he done that, please?
Well, I saw an opportunity here. You know, you weren't here to do the normal interview, so I thought, you know how I often do? I thought I'd try pitch him some business ideas, see if I could get him involved. He seems like a good person to have as a business associate.
Oh, yeah. You'd get interest, wouldn't you?
Well, there's the whole Hollywood endorsement that he brings, but also his character on Breaking Bad was a businessman of sorts, and he teamed up with another guy. Okay. And I just wanted to be that other guy.
Okay, do I need to hold on to anything for this? Because I'm going to cringe so hard.
I don't know. I'm
just going to hold on to the desk a little bit.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Aaron Paul, it's an absolute pleasure to meet you, sir.
Oh, you as well, buddy.
You're like a massive, obviously you must hear this all the time, but you're a massive hero of mine and
oh, wow.
Just a legend, aren't you?
Thank you so much. That's so nice of you.
You're a legend, aren't you? He's not going to go, well, yes, I am.
Oh, he knows.
Yeah. Oh, but that's, I really like it when you fawn over these people.
I don't know, man. I'm just so lucky to meet him. I really am.
Yeah. It's a good job you got, isn't it? Mm. People are saying that I'm let off now for not knowing who he is. Thank you very much, Kieran. Okay, so you've done the hello. Slightly
yep.
awkward because you are, like, you are fangirling a lot. But that's fine. I mean, he must get that a lot, right?
All the time.
Yeah. Okay, so next bit. Here we go.
Basically, I've thought of a few business ideas. I often have these kind of ideas. And you strike me as someone, like an approachable guy that I could maybe come to with these ideas and try to get your involvement. Because you're a massive celebrity.
I love that.
Your endorsement would ultimately sell these. Oh.
He doesn't love it.
What do you mean?
I love that. He doesn't.
I don't know. He did seem kind of intrigued. He'd been doing interviews all day and he did sort of...
He's doing what we call in the business, spinning the bow tie.
Is he?
Yeah, he is. It's massively spinning.
You know what, Mills? There was an opportunity here for money.
Okay.
So anyway, I've been thinking, but there's this millionaire businesswoman I know, a lady called Mrs. Mead.
Oh.
No. And she's on a show here called Dragon's Den. I don't know if you've got something similar.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. We have a show called Shark Tank in the States that there's a similar... similar thing.
But I just call her up at any time when I've got an idea. Generally, it's a no, but I think she won't be able to say no to me if I get you involved. I don't know if you're going to go for this, but...
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely down. Let's do it.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's a nice guy, isn't he? He's going along with it.
I just thought, I just see an opportunity here, you know?
Okay, so you're asking Aaron Paul to get into business with you. Why are you getting Mrs. Meaden involved? By the way, if you don't know who Mrs. Mead is, it's actually Deborah Meaden off Dragon's Den. He just calls her Mrs. Mead.
Well, you know that we call her every now and then with business ideas.
We haven't done it for a while, to be fair.
We haven't done it for a while, and I've sort of been banking up a few. And then especially when I knew I had an opportunity to meet Aaron Paul, then I thought, this is the chance. This is a pitch with a difference.
Oh, no.
You see where I'm going?
Yeah, I really do see where you're going. Like, leave her alone. Okay, next bit.
This is a picture of her right here. She's quite a scary-looking lady.
You can't say that!
True.
It's like when you...
Well, no,
it's like when you called Julia Bradbury an older lady. It's just not the done thing.
It's not me being rude. It's just her character.
This is a picture of her right here. She's quite a scary-looking lady, but she's got a soft heart.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, she definitely looks powerful.
Mm, she is.
Yeah. She knows what she's doing.
So my original thought was like a range of Breaking Bad science equipment, like teat repeats, Bunsen burners, that kind of thing.
Okay.
But I couldn't think of a clever enough pun. Then I thought we could maybe open a restaurant that specialises in squid, Need for Squeed. I mean, I agree. It wasn't the most
Need for Squeed.
Need for Squeed.
I love how you spelt it too. That's fantastic.
I didn't get much further than the title. That's the only thing. But then I had a brainwave.
Hang on. His polite laugh is something else, isn't it?
Need for Squeed.
You see what
I did there with the film and that?
Yeah, right, because it's called Need for Speed.
Mm.
Really clever.
Right, I thought this one.
Is good.
Aaron Paul, Bleach.
So what?
This needs explaining. So, on Breaking Bad, if you're a fan of Breaking Bad, he says this word a lot. I obviously can't say it because it's daytime radio. Everyone will know what it is.
Okay.
It's like a catchphrase almost on the show.
So you're suggesting that Aaron Paul should be the face of something you put down the toilet?
I just tried to find a word which was as similar as possible to the catchphrase, because then it's ready made. So given that you've really made a catchphrase out of that word, which we probably can't say.
Right. But it sounds similar to Bleach.
Yeah. And I don't really know if there's much of a market for this kind of thing, but I'm thinking a bottle of bleach with your face on cleaning products.
That's not a bad idea.
I've started with the catchphrase and kind of gone backwards. So I thought, you know, like, try and stop me, Bleach.
Yeah, try and stop me, Bleach. Yeah,
Bleaches.
Soak it up, Bleaches.
And maybe hold on to your hats.
Oh my gosh, we should call her.
But I think you can see the route I was going down.
Really love it.
But I didn't think these were kind of worthy of millionaire investment.
I really love it.
But then I thought of a couple more. So I thought maybe with your help, we could maybe sell these couple of items if you're willing to call.
Yeah.
We can connect her right through right now.
We're going to call her right now?
Yeah, is that right?
This is fantastic.
Okay, right, I know exactly what's going to happen next. Poor Mrs. Meaden.
She's
very busy. She's a multimillionaire businesswoman. She's on Dragon's Den at the moment.
But she's always happy to get a call from me.
Do you know what? People will want that for their phones.
The Need for Squeed.
Or even better,
try and stop me, Bleach.
You would want that, wouldn't you? Like every time a text comes through.
Try and stop me, Bleach.
I kind of regret that idea a little bit now.
Yeah, it's not your strongest.
It was one of those that at the time seemed good.
But it does sound like he's doing the advert.
Try and stop me, Bleach.
But I thought of a couple of other ideas.
Oh, good. Okay, well, we'll hear them next. You know, like when you're watching something a little bit like on TV, you know, I just like have to either put my head behind like a pillow cushion or just hold on to the sofa.
Well,
that's what's happening right now.
Do you do that every time you watch Dragon's Den?
No, I don't mean that. I mean something cringe on TV, not Dragon's Den.
Do you not respect my entrepreneurial spirit? No.
Okay, so this is where we're at. Chris met up with Aaron Paul when he was in the UK last week. He's off of Breaking Bad. What's his character name?
In Breaking Bad, Jesse.
Jesse, right, yeah. So Chris has pitched him some business ideas, including a range of science equipment, a restaurant, Need for Squeed, based on a pun of his film, his new film, Need for Speed, and some bleach with his face on. Someone says, this is Zahir in Leeds, said, I would most definitely buy Aaron Paul branded bleach. Please do this.
There you go. To be honest, I regret the bleach one. It was sort of working backwards from a catchphrase.
Try and stop me, Bleach.
That does sound good, though.
It does sound good. His voice is incredible, isn't it? See, okay, so where are we at now? We're going to call Deborah Meaden.
Okay, so I thought we'd give Mrs. Mead a call and we would pitch a couple of ideas that I wrote down on a piece of paper, but I'd let Aaron Paul do the pitch.
Had he read it before?
No.
Oh, right, so he's just getting this piece of paper for the first time and just reading it out to Deborah Meaden.
I thought the first idea would be based on the new film Need for Speed.
This is very exciting.
Hello?
Mrs. Mead.
She answered.
Is that Chris Dark?
It is, yeah. Your favourite. You all right?
Do you know how I know that, Chris?
Why?
Because you're the only person in the world who can't remember that my name is Mrs. Meaden.
Meaden, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
How are you?
Really good. I suppose you'll know why I'm calling. I've got a couple of ideas for you.
Oh, really?
But get it, this time I'm getting Hollywood endorsement.
Oh.
From Aaron Paul.
What, the Aaron Paul?
The Aaron Paul,
oh.
Yeah.
The Aaron Paul. Is that his voice I hear in the back?
Hello, hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm really well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, I'm looking at a picture of you right now. You look lovely.
Oh, well, I'm looking at a, hold on, give me a minute. I have an iPhone here, there we are. Oh, you.
Oh. Am I on your iPhone? I love that we're both looking at pictures of each other right now. It's very romantic.
Mrs. Mead, I've got a couple of business opportunities. Aaron is thinking of going into business with me. It's kind of similar to, I kind of thought with his business acumen on Breaking Bad, we could become business associates, you know, in a similar way. I'm the new Heisenberg, except we're going down a different route with this.
I'm the new Heisenberg. Really?
Sounds strong, though, doesn't it?
You've really lucked out that she's a fan of him and Breaking Bad. I find it a bit weird that she's actually got a picture of him to hand on her phone. Imagine if she'd been like, "Ho," because I think most older rich ladies that you could have called wouldn't know him.
Older.
Oh, yeah, I did.
I think it's fine saying older. You just can't say old.
Older.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but most of them wouldn't know who he is. But it's good that Meaden's a bit of a fan. Imagine if you got Hilary DeVay.
Sorry, love, never heard of him. Does he work in pallets? Otherwise, I've never heard of you. Haulage.
So you've given Aaron a piece of paper with the idea on, and he's trying to sell it to Meaden. Okay, then.
So I want to pitch you a business idea. It's a product called Need to Slow Things Down.
Oh, right.
Yeah, okay. Need to Slow Things Down.
Aaron, do you want to do the pitch?
Sounds good.
Well, I mean... All right, so I'm gonna do the pitch here. So sometimes speed is not always the key, right? I mean, at times there is a need to, you know, slow things down. So this is a specifically designed contraceptive that will prolong performance in the bedroom, right? So
right.
That's pretty good. So it's branded.
Branded with Aaron Paul's face. So that next time you're on the Aaron Paul with your friends, it's like an English thing being on the
right, pool. Okay.
Worry no longer about everything finishing before it's even started.
Wow.
Okay. Aaron, can I just check you're okay with this?
Sure, yeah. I'm ready. I mean, I trust my friend here.
It's all thanks to the new Need for Speed film. I've just seen merchandising opportunities.
Aaron, can I just check how long you've known Chris when you call him your friend?
Business associate.
Yeah, business associate. Well, we've known each other for about 8 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's been a solid close. I mean, he's been sitting right next to me the entire time.
Yeah.
Jen says, I'm cringing like you've never heard before right now. But to be honest, when you think about it really deeply, Chris does have guts.
What are you thinking about the idea? Do you see where I'm going with it? Think toilet vending machines.
Yeah, actually, yeah, on a night out. If it had his face on, you'd go for it, wouldn't you? And loads of people on Twitter are saying I would actually buy anything Aaron branded. So this could be a winner.
But look, we've got one more idea. A sort of contraceptive that does the opposite. I sort of went down that route with this one, Mrs. Mead. It's called...
Breaking Beds. But you go ahead and...
Yeah, very different contraceptive, this. Opposite effect to the need to slow things down. But it will have Aaron Paul's face on it.
Right, so can I just check? Are you thinking of making this an umbrella brand and just bringing out lots of contraceptives with puns on films and TV programs that you've been on, Aaron?
I haven't really put too much thought into this.
No.
Yeah.
No. Do you know what? So, Mrs. Mead, I'm offering, I'm going to say me and Aaron 30% each. So that gives you 40%. I'm saying 50 grand.
Right. Can I say, Chris, I would love to invest in Aaron because I love his honesty, because he's actually just said to me, I haven't put much thought into this. Now, Chris, you've watched Dragon's Den. how do you think that would go down?
Yeah, probably not the best.
No.
It's worth a try, eh, Mrs. Mead? I'll keep on trying.
It's worth a try, and I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity.
All right.
But I'm afraid I'm out.
Ah, that's it. All right, then, Mrs. Mead.
It's really a pleasure to speak with you.
Very lovely to talk to you and look at your photograph.
You as well.
Bye then.
Thanks,
bye.
Mrs. Mead.
Bye.
I'll keep on trying, mate.
Keep on trying. Don't give up on your dreams.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, bud.
Cheers, sure.
Wow. I like it that even when she's just like generally talking, she always uses the catchphrase.
I'm afraid I'm out.
Right, oh, so even with the Hollywood endorsement, she just wasn't going for it, was she?
She just won't do it, Scott.
Come on, Meaden. I think Breaking Beds has got legs.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like it that it's complete opposite to the other one. Really good. Also, she's got a picture of him on her phone.
It's kind of weird.
Weird. Anyway, I enjoyed that. Only on Radio 1, you see, that's the Radio 1 difference, where you get Aaron Paul pitching a business idea to Deborah Meaden off Dragon's Den. Think about it. That's a bit weird.
The Scott Mills Daily.
LMFAO. And that's Party Rock Anthem on BBC Radio 1. Do you remember when one of them was ill, so we only had one of LMFAO on our show once? And coming up, one of LMFAO. Brilliant. Red Foo.
Was that the same time that he... Do you remember just halfway through he took his trousers off and threw them at you?
Yeah, awful. They really stank as well.
Are they done now? Do music still? Or?
Red Foo is now a judge on Australian X Factor.
Right. But not music.
Don't know where Sky Blue is.
Or Foo 2 or something, wasn't
Foo
it?
Foo 2? No, Red Foo. Not Foo 2 was never on.
Oh, right. Something like what? That. When it, I can't
Red
remember
Red Foo and Sky Blue. No, there's no Foo 2.
Oh, right.
Party Rock Anthem on BBC Radio 1. I'm Scott Mills. Lisa's been on. Just with a text saying, how does Chris not cringe as much as everybody else does when he's suggesting these ideas to various A-list stars? I know. I mean, he's kind of expert at it now.
This is a specifically designed contraceptive that will prolong performance in the bedroom. Right? So
right.
That's pretty good.
It is weird because we do have some massive stars. We're lucky enough to get them all pretty much on Radio 1. And it's strange because most things that we asked A-listers to do, they will do it. Mm-hmm. We seem to be very persuasive, don't we?
Yeah.
I mean, we ask a lot of really famous people to do a lot of really weird things. Okay, so let's compare and contrast once again. Here's Chris Stark and the music he was making at the age of 17.
It was a remix of the Titanic theme.
Chris Stark, 17... And now here's international DJ and producer Martin Garrix, 17. Compare. 17, Martin Garrix, 17. 17. Martin Garrix, 17. And that's Wizard on BBC Radio 1. Do you follow him on Twitter? You should. It'll make you really jealous.
Yeah, unfortunately, it does make me feel inferior.
Hi, guys. Here's me eating in a top-class restaurant. It probably costs £400, but I've got that because I earn that per second. Def Havana coming next. They're on Innuendo Bingo tomorrow. Awesome. Just been thinking about some of the ridiculous ideas that we've asked celebrities to do over the years.
God, where do you start?
When I mentioned it. Like, do you remember when Jade from Little Mix... Hi, Jay from Little Mix. Would you mind... Here's my friend Chris. Would you mind eating a Malteser out of his belly button?
Yeah.
Is that all right? or like Innuendo Bingo. Countless celebrities that we've just spat on and absolutely annihilated. But like, who was the first celebrity we had on Innuendo Bingo?
Oh, I don't know.
Like, how do we get to that? Oh, hi, whatever your name is, celebrity. You've got to come in and you'll be spat on, but we'll play your new song. Is that all right? We ask really weird things. Andy Murray. Oh, hi, can Scott Mills cut your hair? Oh, yeah, right then. That happened. I cut his hair once. Mind you, he kept it short ever since. Do you remember? It was a right old mop before that.
Did you style him, would you say?
Yeah, I styled him and cut his hair. And he's never changed his hairstyle since. So I always say to people when I see him on TV, yeah, I did that.
So everyone can thank you for the Wimbledon win as well,
I think
it.
So, because I think with less hair, it made him faster. And also, Katy Perry as well. Do you remember when we had to do that thing... you control Katy Perry. Oh, hi, can you spend an hour in a box with Scott Mills? And people will tell you what to do from the internet. People will just say what they want you to do. And then we'll bring in a Russell Brand impersonator, who at the time you're married to Russell Brand, then you'll cry and run off because you thought it was your actual husband. Is that all right? Yeah, absolutely fine. This is a weird job.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Quite excited because I'm going to be on the One Show tonight for 10 seconds.
No way. Doing what?
I go, hi, do you want to know what the UK Eurovision entry is this year? Put the BBC red button on now.
So it's the big
and
announcement.
Join the party.
The big announcement tonight, right?
Yeah. Who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? Who's it going to be?
Do you know?
Yeah.
You can tell us?
No. I have to watch on you tonight. 7:30.
Boy or girl?
Can't say.
Band?
Don't stop it. Don't, because it's this kind of thing I'll really trip up.
Blatantly a band. Look, you're smiling.
I've heard so many good rumours about who they think is going to be at Eurovision this year.
Is it Jerry Halliwell?
Somebody that needs to do a live vocal, think about it. On the night. Live vocal, Jerry Halliwell. They don't go together particularly well.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So we were talking earlier about some of the ridiculous things that over the years we've asked famouses to do. And we've actually been going through some of the emails, which I'd quite like you to hear as well. So these are emails that we have sent to agents of celebrities, you know, pop stars, actors, really famous ones, asking if the celeb would be up for doing something on the show. And some of them, looking back now, are utterly insane. Okay, so you're going to guess, because you might not remember from the show. It may have been before you're on the show. Guess whether they actually said yes, the famous person actually said yes to any of these requests, okay? So these are the actual emails that we sent to the agents of the famouses.
From Chris Sawyer, subject Chase Crawford's visit tomorrow. Hi there. We've had an extra idea for something we'd like to get Chase involved with alongside the chat about Gossip Girl tomorrow. Over the past few weeks, the team from the show have been living out their fantasies live on the air. As part of this, we wondered if Chase would be willing to be blindfolded while Scott fed him baby food. It'll all be over in a couple of minutes, and we can make sure that he's wearing a bib so his outfit isn't spoilt. Do let me know. Chris.
So that was Chase Crawford, Gossip Girl. I don't even remember why my fantasy was being, well, feeding someone baby food. I don't remember that.
It's an odd one. Do you remember when, I think this was around about the same time that I had to eat sushi off Becky's
off Becky, formerly
chest.
Of this show, yeah. Off her chest.
But I can't remember this one being a thing.
Did I feed baby food to Chase Crawford? When they got back to us, were they like, yeah, sure, actually, Chase off of Gossip Girl would absolutely love that.
It's the kind of thing you would do, but I don't think it's the kind of thing you would do with Chase Crawford.
It's a weird request, and these agents must get these all the time. But the most weird ones, I think, probably do come from Radio 1. So you're saying it didn't happen?
I'm not saying it didn't happen.
You're wrong, it did happen.
Did it?
Yes, I did actually feed baby food to Chase Crawford while he wore a bib.
And they were fine with that?
Video's still on YouTube if you want to look. Well, yeah, they said yes. What about this one? Did this happen or not? This is an actual email sent to the agent of a famous with a request for this show.
From Rebecca Huxtable.
Becky.
Subject, Enrique Iglesias tomorrow. We're all so excited for Enrique's visit tomorrow. Just an extra request. As part of our game Oh What's Occurring, we'd like Enrique to take part in a really silly stunt with Scott. Do you think Enrique would be up for joining Scott as he tries to find some missing items around the studio using a metal detector? Just thought I'd ask in advance, in case Enrique has a problem with metal detectors, etc. Thanks. Becky.
These are brilliant.
Just in case.
Just thought I'd ask in advance in case Enrique has a problem with metal detectors. Maybe like if he had excessive fillings.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You've got to check with these famouses because you can't just spring it on them. You've got to say, look, we are going to be doing metal detecting during the show tomorrow. Why did that even happen?
Or piercings in dodgy places.
Yeah. I mean, you've got to check. So, did Enrique say, yes, that's fine, I will do metal detecting with Scott Mills in the Radio 1 studio, trying to find some items that may be mislaid?
I don't remember this happening, so I'm going to have to say no.
Yes, it did happen.
You did metal detecting with Enrique in the corner of a studio.
Yep, that's why I love my job. There's so many of these. I'm going to go through some more in a minute.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just going through some of the previous ideas for this show and what we've asked celebrities to do. Some of it quite unbelievable. Right, here's another one. Would this celebrity accept this challenge from this email that our production team sent?
From Chris Sawyer. Subject, Alexandra Burke. Hi there. Next week, Radio 1 are doing a special series of shows about volunteering, highlighting all the great projects young people get up to around the UK. As part of this, we wondered if Alexandra would join us in a visit to a project on the River Thames. At the project, young people wade into the water to remove all of the discarded rubbish, which causes such an eyesore for the people of London. She would be joined for the expedition by Tim Westwood. It would be a great opportunity for Alexandra to get involved in this great project and appear on Radio 1 throughout the day. Many thanks, Chris.
I love that we asked these people to do that. So that is, hi Alexandra Burke, former X Factor winner. Would you sweep poo out of the Thames with Westwood?
No, I seem to remember Westwood doing this, but I'd love to know if she did it.
Okay, so did Alexandra Burke do that or not? Did she sweep poo out of the Thames with former Radio 1 DJ Tim Westwood?
It's just the way it's requested.
I know.
That's so brilliant.
It's such an eyesore for the people of London. She would be joined for the exhibition by Tim Westwood. Oh, where do I sign?
Oh, and the poor agent who's then got to pitch it to her. I'm going to have to say this actually happened.
Alexandra Burke did shift poo out of the water with Tim Westwood.
Yeah.
Sadly not.
Oh,
it didn't happen.
God, I could have sworn that happened.
It was a no from Alexandra. I think I had to go instead. I seem to remember I'm getting rid
with
of some
Westwood?
Rubbish. Yeah, she didn't do it. But she did agree to go and work in a charity shop with him.
Oh.
What about this?
From Rebecca Huxtable.
Yes.
Subject, Paris Hilton. Just one last thing I forgot to mention on the phone. When Paris is in tomorrow, would she be up for playing a new game called Paris Hilton, Smell My Finger? It's a really quick one, and loads of top celebrities have already played it. Paris just has to dip her finger into a mystery food, and then a dozen or so Radio 1 staff queue up to smell and guess what it is. I'm sure it's right up Paris's street. Do let me know. Becky.
Some of the weird things that we ask celebs to do, and their agent have to get back to us going, yes or no. Did that happen?
Classic game. I remember you once doing it with another celebrity, because I remember having to sniff the finger.
But this was the first one.
Yeah,
and Becky was like, loads of top celebs have played it. They haven't. It's the first time we've ever done it.
But getting Paris Hilton to smell my finger, that's bold from you.
So that happened, you're saying?
I'm saying you went for it. Yeah, I'm saying it happened.
Did damn right.
Amazing.
Damn right it did.
Hi, I'm Paris Hilton. Smell my finger.
Yeah.
Again.
Hi, I'm Paris Hilton. Smell my finger.
One of our finest moments on this show.
Hi, what's your name?
Freya.
Hey, Freya, smell my finger. What is it?
Brown sauce?
No.
That was the game.
That's massive from you.
Okay, oh, wow. Right, one more for you.
That was it, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was it. Just smell my finger.
Smell my finger.
Yeah. And could you get it right? Did this happen?
From Ian Challoner. Subject, Kerry Katona. Just to recap, the message we want from Kerry is her accepting a Grimmy Award. It's our very tongue-in-cheek awards show. She has won the Most Offensive Comeback Award for Atomic Kitten, as a joke. Here's hoping, Ian.
Okay, right, so hi, Kerry Katona and your agent. We've been massively slagging you off on air, and we're giving you an award for Most Offensive Comeback for Atomic Kitten. Did she say yes or no?
No, it's got to be a no.
Kerry Katona was way up for it.
Really?
Yes.
For the most offensive comeback ever.
If you don't ask, you don't get.
It's Kerry Katona. I am over the moon about winning the Grimmy Award. It's in my hands right now. I mean, I'm overwhelmed. I'm so happy. I feel like I'm at the Oscars. I really do.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, for most offensive comeback award, she was happy to say yes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Mumford & Sons, Little Lion Man. This is BBC Radio 1. Let me take a call. Hello?
Hi, Scott. It's Joe.
Hello, Joe. Where are you today?
I'm at work in Chingford in a chip shop, unfortunately.
Yes. Do you smell of chips right now?
Yeah, definitely. Really bad.
That's really... I mean, have you got a girlfriend?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, sort of.
What do you mean?
No.
It's Do you know what? We'll save that for another time. That's an awkward one.
Okay, is this for another call, yeah?
Yes. Definitely, maybe tomorrow.
Okay, call the surgery if you need.
Superb, will do. Cheers.
Okay, all right. And Chipsmelling Joe, how can I help you?
Right, basically, I've come up with a really good game for you, and Chris, if you're keen. It's keen. The Who game.
Who? What does that involve?
Basically, you say a Who. So you could say S Club 7, and then it's like a Who, and if you get a Who, you stay in the game, and then it's the next person's go to have a Who.
All right.
And you keep going until you run out of Who's.
Until you fail. I like it a lot.
Good.
Do the Who's have to keep getting better? I don't understand.
No, I just think you've got to think of one, because it's quite hard on the spot.
Right.
Definitely.
Okay, well, shall I start then?
Yes.
Oh, hang on. Are we doing it now?
Yeah, because you've got to do it on the spot. You can't, like, prepare for it. Otherwise, that's not really fair, okay. Is it? Okay, shall I start, then Chris, then you, okay? And we'll just keep going till we fail. I like this game.
Let's do it.
Who have you played this with so far?
I played it with some friends over the weekend. It's been good fun. So maybe I've had a bit more practice than you guys. So.
Oh, you're going to be good at this, aren't you? Okay.
Well, I don't know. Maybe. We'll see.
All right, I'll start then. Telephone boxes. Who?
Sherbet fountains. Who?
Woolworths. Who?
Quick.
Blue Peter badge. Who?
No. X-Brain yo-yos. Who?
The Proclaimers. Who?
Winding down the window of a car. Who?
Oh, it's an earlier Who. Alien Ant Farm. Who?
Cilla Black. Who?
He's good.
Dial-up internet. Who?
Ant Farms. Who?
Opal Fruits.
Oh my god. Oh. Ray Quinn. Who?
Mbongo. Who?
Postman Pat. Who?
Oh no!
Oh no,
the Vicar of Dibley. Who?
I might be out here. Scampi.
That's not a Who, it's still on.
How is that a Who?
No, it's not, right, you lose. What was your next one out of interest?
Sorry?
What was your next one out of interest?
Like Aqua. Who sang like that? That's a good Who.
Yeah.
Great game.
That's a really good game. I'm going to play that again. Do you mind?
No, use it all the time, Scott. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Do you want any money for it?
No, you're all right.
Okay, just give me some chips.
Remember me.
Yeah, all right, cool. All right, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Doctor Who! Now by Chijamo. Who are they? Who are they? Who are you? Who are you? Who am I? Tell them I'm Doctor Who. Hi, Greg James.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Someone's just texted.
Hello, me. Greg.
They've just hooed. They've just hooed Eastleigh.
Don't hoo Eastleigh. I'm very rude. The high street may now just be pound shops and may not be what it was before, but it's definitely not a hoo.
And that statue of you.
It's not a statue
there.
Of me.
You started off a bit of a war the other day, didn't you?
Yes,
between
you did.
Between the colleges. I really enjoyed it.
I wasn't going to bring it up, but yeah, you did.
Yeah, I mentioned it again on the chart yesterday with Foxes as well. Bar St Pever and Eastleigh College beef.
Who was it? Was it Colin Firth who went to one of them?
Yeah,
he went to Barton Peveril, which kind of
he claimed no one went, no
squashed
one else came.
Fox's argument.
Which one did you go to?
I didn't go to either.
Oh, were you homeschooled?
I went.
Did you go to Chandler's Ford?
No, I didn't go to Chandler's Ford.
You were like Justin Bieber. You were schooled at a radio show.
That's right, because I was doing my radio show at the time.
Yeah, and you were 12. Yeah,
you're from the right. School of Life.
That's right.
Now it's time for the news and my sats.
Okay.
Our sats are who?
It's time for Real or No Real.
While at the Oscars, Radio 4's entertainment reporter Colin Patterson was so desperate to speak to Bono that, live on the air, Colin was heard shouting Bono's name at the top of his voice 7 times in a row.
Oh, it's a bit Alan Partridge, isn't it? Dan!
In Partridge, he does it with Bono as well, doesn't he, though?
Yes.
No. Bono? Bono? No, he's not in here. Bono?
So, Colin Patterson on the Radio 4 Today programme. He's on the red carpet at the Oscars. Does he do an Alan Partridge and start shouting out Bono a lot?
So he's got to try and grab the attention of passing people.
It's a bun fight, isn't it, the red carpet? There's loads of reporters on there, so you've just got to do your best to get them.
Mm.
And all you mostly can do is shout at them.
Yeah. Well, you have to do something.
Yeah. Bono.
That's not the most original way of getting his attention, but I mean, it might work.
Someone needs to come up.
What would you do, Chris, if you're on the red carpet? You wanted to get Bono over?
Oh, I know what he'd do, mate.
Would you sing a U2 song at him?
Do anything?
No, he'd moon.
You'd do anything. They would do anything to him.
He would actually moon. He'd be like, "Oh, should I drop trial now?" So, real or no real? The reporter shouting Bono a lot.
I think that's real.
I think this is going to be real.
That one is real.
Yes. And it's really good. Have a listen.
There was 12 Years a Slave, which won the big one. I'm at the red carpet at the Vanity Fair party at the moment, and Bono is walking past. Bono, you're live in the Today programme. Bono! I know you don't get this often.
No, carry on, Colin. Go for it.
Bono, you're live in the Today programme. Come over and speak to John Humphreys.
No, you're not speaking to John.
It's Jim Nocte, sorry. Bono! Oh,
he's gone, is he?
I'm feeling this is undignified.
Well, you're obviously having a great time.
Oh!
And also got the name of the presenters wrong while he was doing it.
Bono!
He looked like a ripe plum.
Yeah, he did. So that one was real. Well done to Colin Patterson. Tried his best, fail. Next.
The Ellen DeGeneres Oscars selfie was recreated today at 2 o'clock by Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg as he arrived at a meeting of Liberal Democrat Party colleagues.
Oh, I really hope this is
true. Oh, no. The death of fun.
Oh.
Can you ban this now, Scott?
Yeah, I have banned it.
Oh, dear.
Really, really boring now. I've seen the selfie. Yeah, it's really good. I know it crashed Twitter and everything. Do not do your own version. There's nothing that makes me madder than that.
Nothing at all.
And you didn't know that until today, that nothing makes me madder than recreating the Ellen DeGeneres selfie, but it's true.
But you're not concerned now that someone is going to superimpose your picture into that selfie and then claim it's you?
Well, I will block them.
Will you?
You'll have a lot of blocking if we encourage everyone who follows you to do it.
If everyone who follows Scott can now... If you, I appreciate you're at work, but if you can superimpose a picture of...
Don't, please. It really annoys.
Scott, but Scott on every
not
single
funny.
Face.
Yeah. It's absolutely not funny. You're not. You think you're being hilarious?
No.
It's not funny. I saw so many people do it today. Honestly, this is 100% humour-free.
And I'm going to like every single one that I see.
Me too. I don't think... Actually, you know what will reinvent this? Is if it's Scott Mills through the years on every single head.
Yeah.
So it's a different Scott Mills face on every face.
That would be incredible.
Make it happen, everyone. Mm-hmm.
Including the fat years. So,
especially the fat years.
So imagine it, Nick Clegg is there. He's there in the middle, surrounded by all the people in suits at his meeting. His economics advisor is leaning and standing on a chair.
It is my favourite thing, but the worst thing for politicians who do try and do cool stuff.
Yeah, it's like when they do Gangnam Style and stuff like that. It's, you just don't want to see it.
The worst.
Do you know what really annoyed me once?
Shake.
Do you know what really... the Harlem Shake
was...
That's
got to stop.
Be serious, you're running the country. We don't want to see you being fun. Right, be serious.
Do you know what really annoyed me? When Gordon Brown, wrote, former Prime Minister, wrote a letter to JLS. Do you remember on X Factor, saying how much you love them? Run the blooming country. Write a letter to Aston Merigold. Run the country. Gordon Brown and his wife Sarah send their best wishes to JLS.
Absolutely.
And say they're fantastic. Shut up.
Be serious.
Yes.
Okay, so Lib Dem selfie photo. Greg, what are you saying?
I'm gonna say no real, and it's a hopeful no real.
I'm gonna say real.
That one is no real.
Oh, I am pleased.
That. Thank goodness.
Oh, thank God.
Do you know, one of my favourite ever, ever, ever things is a picture of David Cameron when he met Arnold Schwarzenegger. Have you seen this?
Awful?
Everyone,
oh, no,
search
he's not
for
flexing
this.
His gun, does he?
No. Search for it now. He is doing the awkward pointing at a famous person that he's just met. It is amazing.
Just like me.
It is amazing.
Thumbs aloft.
He's doing the thumb point to Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is a foot away from him. It is the best thing ever.
The world's tallest man has been employed by an aquarium to perform surgery on dolphins by reaching into their stomachs to remove plastic that has been accidentally swallowed by the creatures.
Oh, topical.
What?
So, this is the tallest man who saves dolphins with his long arms.
Right.
So maybe maybe he's the only person with arms long enough to actually reach in and get the stuff out.
Yeah, well, surely it's not an arm or nothing. Surely you can just get one of those rubbish picker-uppers to get it.
Mm. But yeah, it's intensive surgery, Greg. You know, you need to be a little bit more accurate than a rubbish picker.
Yeah, well, okay, I don't know how accurate the long man's arms are.
It's a very weird one, this, for real or no real. Weirder than normal.
Yeah, but so is he the only person that can do it, real or no real?
Has the dolphin swallowed some glass?
Can't do his rest of his show.
Fern Cotton has to take the Dolphins' place at SeaWorld. Mm-hmm.
We pretended just before our show started, I said to Fern that Scott wasn't here because he had an accident with his vacuum cleaner.
And she totally went for
totally
it.
Believed it. And you're was joking. Very angry.
That's mainly because she was having to do a triple shift.
Thought she'd be on, yeah. Thought she'd be on till four. Anyway, Dolphin, tall man, real or no real?
Real.
No real.
That one is real.
Wow.
Yeah, it's true. Dolphin's throats are just the right length that he can reach, but no one else can.
What a
Grimmy could have done with this morning.
Get that man in.
Get him in, he's got real long arms. And next.
While on holiday in Ibiza in 2007, Mary Berry went out raving at Superclub Pasha to see what it was like. She was 71 at the time.
Wow. Good for her. Yeah, good on her if that's true.
Go on, Mazbez.
Well, why not, eh?
Yeah, why not?
I'm
why
sorry, not? A 71-year-old at Pasha? What's wrong with that?
I don't think you should discriminate about age. I think you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, you can, actually.
But
I just can't imagine it.
Mary Berry, though, I reckon she's a bit of a goer.
Raver.
Yeah. I meant to say raver, right?
Sorry.
I said goer. I meant raver.
Yeah, you did say goer, which I don't... And that's completely different.
Who knows?
Goer, raver, different.
Man's bears in the club.
Yeah.
The club.
Yeah. Putting her drinks up.
I think she'd be well up for it. She'd love it.
I'm very hopeful that this is real, so I'm going to say real.
Just drinking water in Pasha.
Water that costs 40
That's
euros.
Right. Uh-huh. 40 euros for a bottle of still. Real?
I'm going to say real.
Chris?
Real.
That one is real.
Yes, it's true.
Yes.
She had an interview in The Telegraph about it. She said, they stamp you as you go in, and you can see the steam coming out as you go up the steps. It was like a rabbit warren.
The steam? What steam? Just you mean the smoke machines?
I think so.
Steam. Well, there's a steam engine in here.
It's like steam going up the steps. And at the end of that round of real or no real today...
Okay, Greg scored 40, I got 20.
Yes, ooh, Greg someone, James for the win.
Someone's left the whistling kettle on, there's steam everywhere.
If you liked that, then press subscribe and you will get this podcast, handcrafted by us, every day, delivered for free. Tomorrow on the show at 1:45, Def Havana play Innuendo Bingo. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.